Penguin Random House Audio presents The Room of White Fire by T. Jefferson Parker. Read for you by Will Dameron. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, they would have named it Pines Asylum, or Mountain View Sanatorium, or even Life Spring Hospital. But now it was just Arcadia. It was hidden in the mountains of San Diego County, near Palomar Observatory. A patient had left the grounds, and I'd been offered the job of finding him. The last 5 miles of road wound through trees that broke the late morning light, slats of sun and green. A guard at the gatehouse took my driver's license, checked my name against his appointment list, entered something on a tablet, and seemed to ponder it. He handed the license back, eyes steady behind yellow glasses. Dr. Hewlett will meet you in the lobby. Surrender all weapons and cell phones to security. I nodded. Welcome to Arcadia, Mr. Ford. Another steep half-mile up the road stood the main building, a beveled structure of concrete and smoked glass cut into the mountainside. An expanse of lawn, parking places, groomed walkways, flower beds waving with Iceland poppies, and seating areas, some made of carved and varnished tree stumps, where men and women of various ages talked and drank from colorful plastic tumblers. Most wore casual or business clothes, with others, both male and female, in white work pants and tucked-in white shirts. A few of them watched me as I got out and turned off my phone and set it inside the large tool chest.